welcome to Reiki Radio. Happy Wednesday. And I wanted to also say happy new moon in Gemini. My name is Yolanda, and if this is your first time joining Reiki Radio, I am a Reiki teacher in San Diego, California. And Reiki Radio comes on every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm so happy to have you joining me today. One thing I do want to let you know, for those of you who also join the episodes on Monday nights, I am not going to do any of the Monday night episodes during the month of June, but they will resume at a later time, and I'll keep you posted about that. But I will still meet you every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I want to thank you so much for being here today. If you are listening online, you can log into the online chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio, and you can join the conversation that way. If you are calling in today, the number is 323-679-0953, and I see that some of you are already on the phones. If you want to talk, you just press the number 1. And that way, I know that you want to share. So, I also, before we get started today, I wanted to thank everyone who joined me last night for the Lightworker Lane gathering. We had a webinar, and it was a lot of fun. So I just wanted to thank everyone who showed up for that. If you are a lightworker or an energy healer and you would like to be a part of that community, you can get more information on my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. There was one other thing I wanted to tell you before we got in the conversation today. Oh, it was about the new moon in Gemini. So you've heard me talk about on Reiki Radio before how the new moon is a really great time for us to focus on our intentions or what it is that we want to manifest for ourselves. And the new moon symbolizes new beginnings or starting something new. And then depending on which sign it's in, that sign, the energies of that sign influence the energy of the new moon as well. And so we're in the energy of Gemini, and Gemini is very mental and also very tied to the energies of communication, which goes with today's conversation. We're going to talk about the art of engagement and connecting with each other. But anyway, so in this energy, it is a great time to connect with people. Gemini is really great energy for networking. If you're thinking about collaborating with someone on a project or reaching out for help with something that you may be working with, another thing that comes up in this energy is you may find that you are faced with multiple decisions about one thing. And I always tell everyone, when that happens, you really want to connect with yourself, trust your intuition, and really follow your heart. So that's all about that. So as I mentioned, we are going to talk about the art of engagement today. And I was thinking about this topic because we communicate so much now outside of just, you know, the one-on-one human interaction. And it's amazing to me, even in doing the work that I do, I have a lot of clients and students here in San Diego that I see face-to-face, but I also connect with a lot of people from all over the world, and I receive emails from people from all over, and I know people join Reiki Radio from all different countries and all different states. And it's really amazing the way that we are able to connect and interact in the day and age that we live in. But what's even more interesting to me is the new generation. So all of my friends, I see their children and how this type of communication is really all that they know. You know, they're so used to just texting each other or, you know, playing the video games online where they're connecting with people that way, but not really going outside to play with each other or have connections in that way. And I just wonder, I always tell one of my friends, I'm really curious to see what this next generation will be like as they grow up. Everything's changing in that way, even with dating. You know, so many people, instead of meeting out socially now, a lot of people are dating online and meeting each other that way. So it's an interesting lead-in, this new way that we're communicating and the new way that we're shaping really our society, and how we're communicating in this new medium. But what I wanted to talk about today is, even though all of this technology has helped us connect with people that we may not have been able to connect with otherwise, and although it's given us a lot of ease and convenience in our life in some respects, I wonder if it is really disconnecting us, and how much, and if it's damaging us in some way. And the reason I say that is because human connection is so important. And when you think about it, there's something so different when you are able to connect with someone face-to-face, one-on-one. It's also changing, you know, our language in a lot of ways and grammar. I have another friend who is a teacher, and she is saying how when some of her students write reports now, they're using acronyms instead of spelling things out, because that's the way that they communicate in doing text messaging. And also spelling is very poor now because we have autocorrect and all of these other features. So people aren't having to learn how to spell in the way that we had to growing up. So it's all really interesting, even something like handwriting, you know, because everyone's typing now. So even that is becoming like a fading art. So our life is changing in so many ways, and the way that we live is changing in so many ways because of technology. when I think about human connection, one of the things that really stands out in my mind is when I went to my yoga teacher training, we did a ceremony. We called it a namaste ceremony, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the first thing that really had the acknowledgement of each other click for me is when I saw that movie Avatar. So I know it's a really popular movie. A lot of people saw it. But something that I really loved about that movie is how when these beings or whatever they were, they would greet each other and say, "I see you." And it was really acknowledging, you know, the other person's spirit, or acknowledging their existence, acknowledging their being. And we need that. There is something that really, it really hits us when someone acknowledges us, when we feel seen, when we feel heard, when we're validated, right? And it can be something that simple. It's just someone acknowledging that they see you, or you just knowing that someone actually sees you. So jump ahead. Sometime after that, I was in my yoga teacher training, and we had this namaste ceremony. And what we had to do is there was a circle of us, about 20 of us, and we had to go around the circle to each person one at a time and look directly into their eyes. And we had to stare at each other in the eyes for at least, I think it was like 2 to 3 minutes, or at least it seemed that long. But you had to stare at the person and really acknowledge their soul and acknowledge their existence. And at the same time, realize that they were acknowledging the light in you as well. So here you had this group of strangers connecting with each other on a soul level. And as the process was going, people were in tears. People felt like they had been seen. They had been acknowledged and validated. Some people felt like they had known each other forever, that they really saw this other person just by looking into their eyes. And so it was very powerful. And we didn't even speak, but it was just that acknowledgement. So when we step away from technology and really reconnect with each other, it's very healing on some level. You know, when we have all of this technology constantly, when we're only texting, when we're only on email, when we're only communicating through, you know, all of these gadgets that we have, we are disconnecting in some way. And what's funny, I was thinking about Facebook and social media, just in general, social media, and how, you know, we can post things and people like what you post or people may respond to what you post. And all of it is really about being acknowledged. And that's why social media has become so popular, because we have this communal instinct within us. We just instinctively know that we are like this one community, that we are a tribe. And it gives us a sense of belonging, right? So social media, you put something out there and you get all of this validation or all of this acknowledgement for whatever it is that you're doing in life. Well, it is an interesting thing, and I love it personally. One, because I get to connect with so many people that I may never meet in person, but even with old friends. I grew up on the East Coast, and now I live in San Diego, and so I'm able to stay in touch and see what friends are doing. Whereas before, when I was younger and first moved to San Diego, we would write letters to each other, right? Like, no one does that anymore. But it's very personal. You take time to write down what is going on with you, and it's just, there's just something so different about that. But anyway, what I want us to think about today is, I'm not saying that technology is bad by any means. Like, I think we're very fortunate to have the technology that we have today. I couldn't do this show and share with you right now if it weren't for the technology that we have today. But I just want us all to remember the importance of really connecting with each other, engaging with each other, and acknowledging each other. And there's intimacy in that. And when I say intimacy, I don't mean anything in a sexual way, just connectedness, connection. When you are with someone one-on-one and you actually get to look into their eyes, you can see beyond what they're actually saying. You can feel what someone is generating energetically. You are exchanging with them. There are energies flowing back and forth between the two of you, and you are really connecting with each other. There's nothing coming in between that. An example of this, think of a time where you may have been around a person. Just say just one person. You're in the room with them, and you can feel some kind of energy between the two of you, even if you didn't speak. Someone could be across the room from you, and you just happen to look at each other, catch eyes, and something kind of sparks in you. And it may be that you just feel drawn to the person. Maybe all of a sudden you're curious about that person. But there is something about us interacting together, that connection, that human connection, that can only be felt when we are face-to-face and in person. Now, of course, you know, when we're talking on the phone with people and things like that, we can exchange energies that way too. But something like a text message, I mean, we have energy in the tone of what we're texting. That's true. But 9 times out of 10, we misread those. We're misunderstood when we're texting. Or we misinterpret what someone is saying. because there is more to our communication and our connection than just words. There's a feeling under it. There's expression under it. So what I want all of us to try to do today, even if it doesn't carry out, at least try today to really engage with people. Put the cell phone down. How many times are you in a conversation with someone and they're on their cell phone while you're talking to them? I mean, that's not even really being engaged, right? So you really want to acknowledge other people today. Look in someone's eyes and say hello. Really be present in your body when you're saying hello to someone. If you have the opportunity to have a conversation with someone one-on-one in person today, acknowledge their spirit. Look at them in their eyes. And even if you don't say it out loud, just look at them and know that you are acknowledging them. Pay attention to what they're saying. And try not to reach for the phone, you know, just really be engaged. And if you have a friend or a partner that you can try this with, ask them to do the same. Put the phones away, turn the TV off, and just exchange with each other. You know, if you listen to Reiki Radio, you've probably heard me say before, once a month I have a day of silence. And what I do is I turn off my phone. I disconnect from technology just for 24 hours, one day, once a month. And it's really just to shut out the outside noise, but really connect with myself and connect with what is really going on around me. I'm engaging with life. I'm engaging with what it is I'm exposed to. With all of the technology that we have, even, you know, especially the cell phone, because that's what we always have with us, right? It's always on your hip, it's always in your pocket, it's always within hand's reach. And it's such a distraction. We are missing out on so much of the present moment that we're having. We're missing out on so much of just really engaging in our lives because of these distractions. We're constantly, you know, your phone, and I've done this too, and I see my friends do it all the time. We'll reach and check for our phone, and it hasn't even made a noise, right? Like you just want to see if something's happening. Maybe you're going to check your Facebook or check your Twitter, just check to see if someone texted you, even though your phone didn't make an alert. We have reconditioned ourselves to be so attached to connecting, but without human connection. We become so attached to connecting with and seeing what's going on with everyone, but it's almost like from a distance. Like you get to peek, like be a voyeur, see what's going on with everyone, but you don't really have to interact. But what we're really longing for and why it seems almost like an addiction to, you know, connect is because it's what we need. It's just we're going about it in the wrong way. There has to be balance. So even though in the world that we live in now, we are communicating through technology more so than anything else, we still need that balance of connecting spirit to spirit, human to human. Because it's just part of our makeup. It's who we are. We are designed to connect. We have all of these different facilities to be able to connect with each other. And not just through, you know, speaking, but also, like I said, there's something very powerful just by looking at each other in the eyes, having that acknowledgement. There's something very powerful about touch. Speaking of touch, I saw something someone posted on Facebook a few days ago about how healing a hug can be. And that studies have shown that just hugging someone for 20 seconds can really help to relieve anxiety, and it shifts your entire mood. It helps people to fight depression. Or even you think about the service animals that they bring into hospitals so that people can feel connection or feel companionship. So this electronic connection that we have and this use of technology, it is very useful, but it doesn't feed us and it doesn't nurture us the way that we nurture each other. So I really want you to think about that today while you are interacting with someone, and think about, really pay attention to what it feels like to hug someone. Like, let yourself just melt into that. Or notice what it feels like when you just reach out to grab someone's hand. When we have that connection, think of how much we do it as it's even a form of supporting each other. Right? That can only happen one-on-one in person. If your friend is going through something, instinctively, what do? You either hug someone, you may rub them on their back. You're reaching out. You're making that connection and letting the person know that you are there. Or even, how many times have you been out on the street and you're just walking down the sidewalk and someone looks at you, you make eye contact with someone, and then you both may look away. But for a few seconds after that, you're kind of curious about, I wonder where that person's going, or I wonder what they were thinking, or I wonder what they're doing. Because you connected. Amazing how much we connect and how powerful our connections are, but we just don't acknowledge it. And it's like we just don't realize it. And the more and more we get so conditioned to using technology in place of that connection, we move further and further away from realizing what it is that we need. It's actually like people who are searching for happiness, they're searching for joy, right? And we spend our lives looking for joy and happiness outside of ourselves. And then you start something like, you know, energy healing or meditation, or you start on some spiritual path, and they say, oh, you're supposed to look inside. The love and the joy and the happiness that you're seeking, it's all within you. It's about you working on you. So you are just looking in the wrong place, right? Well, it's the same with our communication. We are seeking connection. We're seeking validation, and we want to be acknowledged. So we're reaching out in all of these different mediums because we have this technology to do it in so many ways, when really the only way we will feel satisfied is if it is one-on-one, that human connection. So just notice how much you are engaging when you are with people throughout the day today. And even notice how much people may be truly engaged with you. Are they paying attention while you're in conversation? If you look around, even going to, you know, a restaurant, you look around the restaurant and there's so many people sitting at a table together, and both will be on their phones instead of actually communicating. I heard someone say recently, and I don't remember if it was someone in person or if it was something I saw on television, but they were saying that they actually have better it was in person, actually. It was a friend of mine. She was saying that she has better communication with her son through text messaging than one-on-one. There's less chance of argument with them texting each other rather than talking face-to-face. That's not okay. We need to heal that. We need to remember or reconnect with connecting with each other. And a lot of it is because, again, like I said, and I think, I'm almost 40, So anyone my age or older, of course, we still remember what it was like before cell phones existed and before Google and all of these things. So we have like a point of reference or something to compare it all to. But this new generation, it is so much their norm and so much of just what communication means to them. It's almost like this human interaction will be lost if we don't just stop and really acknowledge what's happening. So we want to do our part, because, I mean, we can only do what we can do, right? And look within ourselves and make an attempt to connect with people. Don't let this be something that fades away. You know, really, truly, at the rate we're going, it could be like 50 years from now where people just don't talk. We just don't communicate at all. Everything is automated now. Even with when you need services for, you know, whatever, paying your bills or whatever, so much is automated now. We're having less and less and less human connection. And then when we do have the opportunity to connect with our loved ones or our immediate family, it's almost awkward. Nobody knows what to do. We have to work on that. So I hope that today, if nothing else, it gives you something to think about, and you will think about how you are engaging with the world. And think about how you are acknowledging the spirit of other people. And really appreciating when someone acknowledges you. So get out there, exchange with people, have some fun, hug someone, and really pay attention to what that feels like, what that human connection feels like. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I will not be doing the Reiki Radio episodes on Monday nights next month. So I will only be airing on Wednesday afternoons at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So be sure to join me next month in June. Don't forget, it's the new moon in Gemini tonight. So think about what you want to manifest. If you don't already have my moon manifesting workbook, you can get that for free. You just go to my website, yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And you sign up for my newsletter, and then you'll have access to that moon manifesting workbook and work on whatever it is that you are setting your intentions for tonight during the new moon in Gemini. So thank you again for joining me today. All of you on the phone line, I thank you. I see someone in the chat room. I want to thank you for joining as well. And remember to always journey in love.